the athletic director, Kurt Abbsy, is joining us here in the DataTel studio. Last week, timing was good for us, I guess, in that the State Board of Education made a decision to change the alcohol policies at Boise State and other campuses as well, that essentially changed the procedures for the pregame festivities in the Cavan Williams indoor facility, with which they call that the huddle. And it offered beer and wine, Kurt?
Yeah.
There was no hard alcohol,
no.
I assume. For sale with identifications and bracelets and special areas and supervision. And it was not necessarily being done by the university for money. It was as a convenience. It was as an amenity. It was for out-of-town fans. I thought it was great for that. And so now the question is, Kurt, you've had a week, I guess, to talk to people about this. What was discussed about this week?
You know, not as much as I would have liked. We haven't really had a chance since I talked to you guys last week to start to have some, you know, just conversations with the board to make sure, like I told you, that we're just all on the same page and we can put together some policies and procedures that they're comfortable with. And as I mentioned last time, in order for us to determine what we're going to do going forward, we need to know what that looks like. So we're not quite there yet. So I don't really have an answer in terms of what we're going to do going forward. Those conversations are taking place, but there's a lot of people gone. So this is probably going to take a little longer than maybe I had hoped, but we just don't have all the information right now that we need to make the right decision going forward with the event. So we'll see what happens.
Of the people who were available, or even fans, was there any reaction, or did anybody care?
No. There was reaction. Probably not so much towards us, but I think it was just in the media. I mean, I know you guys picked up on it a lot and had a lot of conversations about it. Read some letters to the editor. There's been a lot on social media about it. We haven't had really a lot of fans, I think, maybe complaining as much as just wondering whether or not we're going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've really had to give kind of the same answer to them as well, knowing that we're going to gather more information from the people on the board and get with our people and then hopefully decide what we're going to do with the huddle come this football season.
So it seems to me the huddle or some pregame festivity or functions took place in the Cavan Williams without alcohol being open to ticketed fans that weren't students that came to the Cavan Williams 3 hours before kickoff. That there were other things going on in there that did not have that amenity. There were corporate parties that were offering alcohol in the mm-hmm. back, if you will. Or out on the patio, but, you know, the general public had food and games and inflatables and televisions and some of that. So what would stop you on that side of the aisle from saying, well, why wouldn't we just go back to what we used to do?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think you guys have been talking about it a little bit today, and I certainly don't want to make this sound like if we can't have alcohol in there, we can't do it. Because
right.
there are folks that I think came and enjoyed that atmosphere without having to have a beer or a glass of wine. But we've also got expenses to that event. And I think I mentioned to you last time, you know, we spend roughly $12,000 to $15,000 last year at the end of the day, once we counted all the revenue from the food and the beverages versus the cost of having it. We've got to put that floor down to cover the field. We've got to have security there. We've got to bring in additional television so people can watch the game. So those are all, you know, costs that we incur just to open the doors. And if you were to take away the opportunity for people to order a beer or a glass of wine, that's going to affect the bottom line even more.
You're
now,
lose more money.
Yeah, will it affect it to the point where we're going, oh, my gosh, it's so expensive, it's just not worth it? I don't know that. You know, I don't know that answer. I think last week when you guys asked me about, you know, how much did you actually serve in there? And it was one to every 2.5 or so people.
Yeah.
Well, if you've got 1,500 people in there and you're selling, whatever, 600 or 700 beers or glasses of wine, you know, put together, that's probably what the number is at the end of the day. You know, that helps you pay for it. And so all those things have to be taken into consideration. What I can say is that we've done this in the past the other way, and we stopped doing it. Because we just did not have the people coming in that were interested in it. I heard some, you know, folks complain maybe about the quality food. Well, maybe we've got to work on that probably. I think, Chris, you said, there's food, I'm coming. You know,
there's great food, I'm there.
You know, the guys that you all named, I've never seen any of them in the huddle. So,
Because they're eating free food up in the ball game.
Never seen you walk through that huddle before.
Never
I don't
seen
know
them
if
at a sporting event
there.
Without a free ticket and buffet pass.
You know, and I think this event really was set up for the people that don't have an opportunity to be a part of a tailgate, whether they don't have their own spot or maybe they're new to town and they just don't know enough people that are hosting some kind of gathering
right.
in the parking lot. So, and it allows you to bring kids in there. And so if you're, you know, a younger couple and you got a little boy and a little girl, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and you want them to go in there and run around and throw the football and see some redshirt freshman football players and sign some autographs and get some posters and listen to the band and all that stuff, it's a great way for, you know, mom and dad to go down there and enjoy themselves with or without an alcoholic beverage. And it's a place to hang out. Especially towards the end of the year when, you know, you can get out of the weather if it's cold outside. So, we've got to look at all those things and cost is certainly, a part of that decision going forward. So that's just something we're going to have to consider when we look closer at it.
Hashtag ask the AD on your Twitter account. Get the question off here or get us a commercial tire text at 424-9300. Kurt Apsey, our guest. Kurt, the food question comes up so often. And for those of us who are on the elitist side of things, specifically John Patrick, I'm not in the Paul J. Buffet.
It's not fair, Johnny.
Yeah.
It's just not fair.
Just know I am not in the Paul J. Buffet, and I'm not taking advantage of the buffet up in the Stickle.
Yeah, for the media.
For the media, yeah. Or for the Stickle Sky Center right. patrons, if right. you will. That's not free. We have to pay for that. Yeah. My wife has done it. But the food's excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making this up. I'm just telling you, I've gone to every Mountain West city. I've gone to hundreds of concerts and football games, and the food's excellent. So there is food available that they could sell down there
right.
that would be more appetizing for some people.
Yeah.
And you used to have a BAA buffet in the Allen Noble Hall of Fame Gallery, and I think
we still do.
That could be moved because maybe it's too small.
Right.
I know they have all kinds of things to say about that.
Yeah.
But there are options.
Well, I'll take that to heart. That's what I'm hearing. I'll be honest. I don't eat much in there. I will say last year I went in there and they had a taco truck in there, I think. Some street taco thing in there, and it was fantastic. So I'm a street taco guy, though. I like them when they're good.
Okay.
So I happened to go in there and order a couple for my wife and myself, and it was really
good.
There's
options.
And yeah, but I would say down in there, at least up to this point, it's probably been more of a kind of a stop to go, you know, get it on the way, not so much going through a buffet line like you're talking about, Jeff,
right.
upstairs. And so a different type of service.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering in terms of somebody who's never been there, and I just heard the hamburger complaint. I was just wondering the ends of the scale of the food that is in there.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, the higher end, lower? I just didn't know the options.
Well, last year we had, you know, your normal concession food. You could get a hamburger in there, a hot dog, you know, all the candy and stuff you want in there for the kids. And then we had two or three trucks parked out on the patio. I think El Tapatio was out there one time. Barbecue guy was out there. So I don't know. Every time I walked by it, it smelled great.
They were loaded,
so,
too.
Yeah.
They did hell of a business.
They,
I think Todd did some business in there. The Hawaiian guy, they did,
he did
big
yeah.
business.
Yeah, so I guess it's just a matter of choice. You know, I would say the food in this past year during the event was probably better than it's been in the past. Now, maybe that's not up to par in the eyes of some, but, you know, that is something that we can work on. That's something that we can control and work closely with Aramark and maybe getting some additional businesses in there to get the right kind of food in there. And if that's what we, you know, we have to do to make it better, we'll certainly look at that.